safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
You know what it is, man. You know what it is, man. Welcome everybody to the show. You dig? Hold on, let me get my background music and shit. Come on back. Where's my background music? Oh, here we go, right here. Bam. Ah, there we go. There we go. There we go. Welcome everybody to the show, man. K1's Internet Radio. You dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, man. Yo, you know what it is, man. It's 2012. It's episode 243, and we back with Ill or Kill. This is the indie music review here on K100 Internet Radio. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. This segment of the show is really why I started doing K100. To be honest with you, this and the subway are why I started K100. Now I know I got off track. And I know I did a lot of talk shows, whatever. You feel me? But at the end of the day, this is why I started K100 Internet Radio. Make no mistake about it. I wanted to show love, and I wanted to help other artists and myself break music. You feel what I'm saying? That's exactly why I'm here. That's exactly why I even started K100 in the first place. So make no mistake about that, man. So this is like my favorite thing to do here at K100 Internet Radio. And Ill or Kill is actually... Ill or Kill, actually, I'm still fighting a little sore throat in the cold, excuse me. Is really, to me, I like it more than the subway, just a little bit more than the subway, simply because it's more in tune with the audience and the people that's listening. You feel what I'm saying? The people make this show too, not just me. You feel me? Now, the music is what it is. The music is going to be Ill or it's going to be Kill. You know what I mean? I totally remove myself personally from the equation whatsoever. And how I do that? Well, what I do is I let the people decide. Yes, that's right. The people decide here on K1 in their radio if some shit is good or not. Not me. Not the host. You feel what I'm saying? You know, not me. Not my homeboys. Even if my homeboys sing in a song and I love that record, guess what? It can die. You see, this right here is all about feedback. National feedback. You can listen to us live on the air anywhere on the globe. How? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's how. You feel me? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. It's real simple. All the artists had to do to get on this show, they didn't have to pay me any money. They didn't have to, you know, hunt me down and hound me. No, all they had to do was send an MP3 in to K100radio@gmail.com, and they get on the show. Now, it's not guaranteed that they're going to get on the subway. That's a whole other subject right there. The subway, you feel me, which is, hold on, where's my subway song? That's a flushy song. That's when your music sounds totally like shit, and I can't even play it on the show. That's the effect you get right there. But this one, the subway, this one right here, for you to get put on the subway, which is the actual rotation segment where we just don't do any talking. We just say, hey, what's up? This K100, let's get to it. And we start playing music, and we play like 30, 40 songs in that segment straight back to back with a small amount of talking. The only way to pay your toll to get on the subway, you get it? Pay your toll, subway? Some of you people slow. Anyway, the only way to pay your toll to get on the subway is to indeed submit your music through Ill or Kill on K100 Internet Radio. You've got to pass Ill or Kill, and your song has to be deemed ill in order to get on the subway. So I got a lot of people that be hitting me up, and they be like, yo, you you don't really play my stuff on the subway like that. I'm like, did your song get killed? And they be like, I mean, you know, I thought you played. I play everything that's sent to me on Illa Kill. No, there is no requirement. Unless it just sounds so bad that it just won't sound good on the internet, or in the radio, like you didn't get your shit mixed and mastered right, then I gotta flush it. Other than that, I play every single song that has been sent to me so far. Now, sometimes it doesn't get played in the you know, if you send me a song today and then I have an Illa Kill tomorrow, you might not get played simply because I have a backlog. I have a lot of people that sending me music, so sometimes I don't get a chance to play every single song. I can't play 30 songs in a 2-hour segment. So then you'll get on the next Illa Kill. I play them in sequential order though. But one other thing you do need to take into account. You really need to take into account. I won't lie. I told a tad bit of a lie. I do play people who call in on the phone lines more frequently. You feel me? If you call in on the phone lines, you hit the phone lines, and you be like, yo, we in the building, we on the lines right now. Yo, what's up? We want to hear our shit, blah, blah, blah. During the Illa Kill, then actually, I will put you up to the front of the line. The reason for that is this, and I want you guys to pay attention real closely to this shit right off the bat. See, it's real simple. It's all about support. Support is a two-way street. If all you did was send me your MP3 in, and then I sent you an email back stating we need to hook up on Facebook and Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. Follow the show at K100 Radio. And we were supposed to hook up on those sites, and you didn't hook up, and you didn't retweet any of the tweets that I sent out about the show going on or whatever and all that. You feel me? If you didn't do that, then yeah, it's probably a good chance that I'm going to play somebody else's shit before your shit, even if you sent your shit in 2 weeks ago. But if you just sent it in, and the last time that I heard from you was 2 weeks ago, but I've got this one guy who he sent it in 2 days ago, but he retweeted and tweeted, and I see him tweeting 1,000 tweets out about K100. He's on the line. Let's say he's from area code 218, and I got 20 people from area code 218 on the line waiting to hear his shit. Trust and believe, homie. I don't give a shit how long ago you sent that shit. Your shit will not get played before his. I want to make sure you pay attention to exactly what the fuck I said. Your shit will not, I repeat, will not get played before his, because support is a two-way street. I'm exposing you to a national audience, you know what I mean, to give you national feedback on your music. Thus, I'm going to need for you to show some support to K100 Internet Radio. And it's just that simple. So it's not that I may have gotten I've had people say, yo, I sent you some shit like a while ago. Really? When the last time I talked to you? Well, I mean, I sent it in, and I sent you the, okay, and that was the last time you sent it to me. Now, like I said on my last show, I understand what DJs go through. I really do. Because you can't remember. I can't even remember. Sometimes it get buried in the email. You know, I get 200 emails a day at K100 Internet Radio. It's not all some music submissions. It's a whole bunch of other stuff. So when you send me a song and then hit me up on Twitter, be like, yo, Blizzum, when's the next Illa Kill? That doesn't cost you anything. Twitter is free. You already paying for your internet. Just hit me up. I'll be like, yo, I got you on the next one. I'll remember that. And don't get me wrong, I upload all of the songs to the server. They all sitting up there in cyberspace floating, ready to be played. But when I hit that play button, it's a greater chance that if that person retweeted my shit, retweeted K100, or called it, especially if you call into the show, you feel me? And then have your people call into the show. I need numbers. Let me say, some of you motherfuckers are slow. Okay, radio works by numbers. I need people listening to the show. That helps me, you know, that helps me, helps my cause. You feel me? The more people that listen, the more people that call, the better. I get boosted up in the ratings and stuff like that. More people know about it. So that's helping me. That's how you help me. I'm not asking you for any money. Now, if you go to a club, you do a DJ, let's say, oh, 200 people, 300 people in that club, that DJ is going to want you to pay him $50 or some shit like that, probably spin your record. Especially if it's a strip club, you got to tip the host. You in a strip club and you go to a strip club and you don't tip the women? Seriously. You know what I mean? You got to pay money most places to get your music played, but I don't charge. All I ask is for a phone call, 2 hours out of your time during the Illa Kill segments. You ain't got to call during the other ones. I want you to call during the talk shows, But even if you don't call during the talk shows, it's cool. I understand that sometimes what I'm talking about on the talk segments, you may not be interested in. But if you want your fucking music played, I highly suggest you hit the fucking phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show.
Hold on. Oh, shit. Damn it, man.
I just knocked over my motherfucking 1800. Damn! You know I be in here getting fucked up when I'm doing these shows at the same time. You feel me? So I'm waiting for the phone lines to jump. And, oh, if you're on the phone lines, by the way, hit the number one if you want to, you know, talk, if you want to review the music and give your opinion on it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm trying to hurry up and get this show crunk, but I need at least, 10 to 15 people on the line in order for it to work. You feel what I'm saying? In order for it to work, I need people on the phone lines. At least that many people, and they're straggling in. You know what I mean? They're coming in now. But I need at least that many people on the phone lines before I start this music. But I got a ton of music to play tonight. Okay, let me tell you who all I got live. Well, this is all I have loaded. Not necessarily mean this is all I'm going to play. Let me say that shit again for the slow motherfucker. Episode 243, K1 Internet Radio, Illa Kill 10. And I'll read the synopsis in a second. This is who I got loaded up to play. This does not mean this is who is going to get played. Because if motherfuckers don't have their people call in, if motherfuckers ain't retweeting some shit and all that shit, you know what I mean? Then guess what? Probably not gonna make it. Your song might be hot. I ain't gonna lie, I can't even listen to every single goddamn song. You feel me? I can't listen to every single motherfucking song. You know what I'm saying? But what I will tell you is I got all this shit uploaded, ready to play, ready to hit play, the drop of a dime, and let the people, you know, review it. At any given moment, if they call in, if they had their people call in, if they retweeting me and hollering at me, you know what I'm saying? Singer, Philip Marks, CJ Miller, Sean Ward, Scudder 100, JAX, or I think that's Jax. Yeah. Fly Varsity Club, Gorilla Grind Entertainment, Big Tiny, you gotta love that, Big Tiny, Jimmy B. Fearless, Roquai Tire. And Roquai Tire has already had a song on Illa Kill. You can submit another song to Illa Kill if you've been on it, if you want to get it, you know, pushed in here. You can send more than one song. You just, you know, it's going to be spread out. If I got a whole bunch of other people and you were just on Illa Kill, like one or two of them, I'm going to spread it out. It might take me to like a third Illa Kill before I get back to you, especially if you already on rotation on the subway. It's really going to take you a minute to get that one. But Roquai Tire, he sent me another song in, and he's due up to get this one bumped if he calls in, if they hit the lines. Miss Nikki, Uncle Freaky, Young Vegas and Dollar, Cali Karma, Marcus Singleton, Dub from VA, Hardwood Flows. I think I like that name. I just like the name. Hardwood Flows. Get it? Hardwood Flows. Okay, whatever. You can. Anyway, Kendall Spencer, Jai Brady, or Jay Brady. It's going to be one of those. I don't know which one that is. Lunisti and Zayd, and my homie the Kid. You feel me? So these are all of the songs that I got loaded up already, ready to go. You feel me? And when the phone lines jump, and when everybody hit the phone lines, if you're on the phone lines now, retweet your people, tell them to call in. You feel me? Text people, tell them to call in, hit the phone lines. You know what I mean? Tell them to hit the show up, because I need a lot of people on the phone lines in order for Illa Kill to really go and pop off. I got some people on the phone lines. Problem with that is, The problem with that is I have a lot of people on the phone lines. The thing is, I need for you to hit the number one and let me know that you actually want to talk. Now, if you want to talk, if you actually on the phone lines because you want to review these artists' music and you want to give your feedback about the songs, I need for you right now to go ahead and hit the number one on your keypad, like the guy says, like the prompt says, so I know I got enough people that's ready to review. Because it's one thing to have people on the line. It's another thing to have people on the line that wants to review the music. It's caller feedback. So I need like five to ten people. I like 10 people, you know what I'm saying? Really an odd number, like 9, 11 or some shit like that. That's ready to review the songs. You feel what I'm saying? And if you're on the line and you're ready to review the songs, make sure you hit the number one on the keypad, because that's the essential part of Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work if the people just call in and listen to the show, which a lot of people does on the talk show segments, and I'm good with that. But for Illa Kill, you know what I'm saying? I need for you to, like, actually be engaged. Because these artists need it, man. These guys work hard. And you know, I got an affinity for any artist because I'm one myself. You know what I'm saying? So I really need people to hit the phone lines, all right? So 347-934-0966. All we got enough people on the phone lines. We got people raising their hands. People saying, let's go, Blizzard. Set it off. Episode 243. Is it ill? Or should it be killed? That's the question. We back, ladies and gentlemen. The first episode of Ill or Kill for 2012. I know you ready. You know the drill, people. People send me their music and I play it. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. So the first song I'm going to play is my homie. I know he's got people on the line and stuff, and I know he's probably listening right now. My homie the Kid. And it's featuring Fish Hook. This song right here, he's out of Duval, Jacksonville, Florida, 904. What it do, man? Any 904 people in the building, you should be hitting the number one, you know what I'm saying, right now, and saying, yo, let me hear that, let me get that, all right? But first join up, this is my homie the Kid. He sent another song here before called I Need You. That was dope, and it got ills, and it's actually in rotation on the subway. But this is his new joint, and I think this joint is a great record. I don't care what nobody says. To me personally, I think if this just gets pushed and gets put to the right hands, it could really do something. But it's not on me. It's on the people. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Let the people decide. This is the Kid. She got me.
Step into the club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this crowd and get down.
Nothing can describe how hard I feel for you.
Every man fall to the ground you stepping on. If they had a woman, then baby, they left them home. Trying to get at a woman like you with something else. Feeling like a pair of leeches, baby, I never felt. Nothing like this ever did you fall from the sky. Ever since it's that you, lady, I wonder why. Since I stepped in the building, baby, you caught my eye. Nice courage, a juicy lipstick in the thighs. I'm approaching you, hi, I'm Kid, I'm your biggest fan. You got me, lady, I'm wondering if you got a man. I'm trying to build a house where there's wondering how to stand. I'm not your average natural, baby, I got a plan. Got your smile. Well, since I'm here, what you sipping on? This ain't a booty call, baby girl, this a different song. This ain't an everyday thing that you stumble upon. If you feeling what I'm feeling, baby, start singing along.
You find movement, you on my mind already. You the first girl stepping to the club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this crowd and get it down.
Nothing can describe how hard.
I'm in the fast lane, maybe I need to slow it down. Take this heat off this high bit and just simmer down. You just got me, girl, flawless, that's what I walked up on. And I ain't listening if they tell me you not the one. They call me stupid, well, listen here, then I'm stupid then. My dog's asking me, and you got shot by Cupid, when? But I ain't worried, I got you around me, that's all I need. I ain't gotta look no more, me and you guaranteed. Am I tripping, it's something about you I can't ignore. All this time it's been you is what I've been waiting for. And in my future, no picket fences, let's be for real. Cause you started the house, I'm sitting on top of hills. Bye-bye. For the giant pool in the backyard, with two girls at a bike, not trying to act hard. Plan a trip to the island that we can kick it on. Back to reality, tell me, what was you sipping on?
You find movement, you on my mind already. You the finest girl stepping to the club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this crowd and get it down.
Nothing can describe
how hard. Movement, you on my mind already. You the finest girl stepping to this club.
You can see why, girl, you got me.
I'm ready to leave out from this crowd and get down.
Nothing can describe how hard I feel for you.
That was the homie out of 904 Duval County checking in your dick. That was the Kid. That was She Got Me featuring Fish Hook. I can't, my vote doesn't count, but I would definitely give that an ill. But of course, in the grand scheme of things, you know, my vote doesn't count on K1's radio. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the caller. So let's go to the phone lines. 850-960. Keisha F., what's happening? What you think about that one?
I'll give it an L.
You give it an L? What? I think I like it. Do you like that song? I think it's a hot song. I think women are going to feel that, personally. You like that?
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, but you're giving it an L. That's why it matters. We're giving it an L. Okay, it's cool. Let's see. Tell her I said, what's happening? Thank you for calling the show. All right, next up, 91249. Who's this? 912-409. Yo. Okay, 912. The call just dropped. I hate people trying calling and the call just dropped. Don't you hate that? 770-568. What's poppin'? Who's this?
What's up? This Glenwood Lalo, man.
What's going on, man? Oh, Lalo, what's poppin', man? Appreciate you calling into the show, man. I figured, you know what, man? Let me kill myself. Cause I still ain't got with you. I supposed to begin with you about some work, man. But I will.
So
I will.
You're working, man. So you can fit in, man. It's whatever.
I know, man. Nigga, I be, well, you know, holidays and all that shit. You need to get sidetracked with all that. You know, I've been out there for 2.5 weeks. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? What you think about that joint that just went off? That she got me joint.
Oh yeah. I'ma hear that. No question, man. I like the hook, man. You know, he flowing on that thing too, man.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, the hook match, the beat hard, and he giving them bars. I think if that get out, you know, the chicks gonna like it to dance too. You feel what I'm saying? It's like one of them songs, you know, you hit in the club and chicks gonna be, you know what I'm saying, hitting the floor on that one. Hey,
yeah,
stand by. Did you send me? You ain't send me nothing new though. You ain't send me nothing new, have
you? Good boy. You want something new? I got you.
No, I play Affiliate on the Subway. Affiliate is in rotation on the Subway. You already know that though.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, you know.
I'm gonna send you about 3 of them, man.
Yeah, send me some new stuff, and because you know Affiliate, that was a while ago since you sent Affiliate in, so now you do up for me to, you know what I'm saying, give another submission, and then you can get another song in rotation, because that's been on for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So you can send me some else,
yeah.
And I can get it on here. All right,
let's go.
Stay on the line. All right, 404-482. What's popping? Who's this?
Hey, what's happening? This is Black Tato Reed and Young Vegas. What's popping?
Oh, Young Vegas. Oh, I got music from you guys today, don't I?
Yeah, we calling in to show our support, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's see what Young Vegas and Dollar, right? Dirty Money.
Yeah.
You guys are on deck. Now you know when I play your shit, you do. If I play your song and then you say yeah, and then you hang up and don't listen to nobody else's shit.
For sure.
All right, absolutely. So what you think about the one that just went off that she got me?
Oh, we're gonna get out of ill, definitely.
Okay. Let me see. That 912 number. Call back in and then drop again. You feel me? Hold on a second. Let me see what this is. 843-640. What's pop? What you think about that joint? The kid and Fish Hook. She got me. What you think about that record?
Hello.
843. What's popping? You on the air?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's good? Who's this?
Oh, this is L, but I didn't hear it. I just jumped on, so I can't say.
Oh, you didn't hear that? Oh, man. You know what, L? I'm going to make sure you get that Fish Hook, though, because I think you would like Fish Hook. I think you would. Yeah. Real talk. I think you like that. Hold on. Let me see. Stand by, though.
Okay.
Let me see. 571, you want to talk?
Yeah, what's good?
What you think about that last joint, that Fish Hook, the kid joint? What you think about that record?
That was a nice little, you know what I'm saying, nice little feel, like you said, you know what I'm saying. I think it'll appeal to the ladies. I'm rocking with it. I give it an L.
Absolutely. All right. Dustin, let me see 904. I think this is the artist right here, though. Hold on. I think this is the kid himself. 904, what's happening? 520?
Hey, what it do? What it been here, bro?
Chilling, man. I know you're going to ill your own shit.
Hey, it ain't about me, man. I just wanted to see what people really felt about the track, because I have been getting great reviews on the record. And
right.
So that was my kind of stepping out the box record right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really wanted to get people honest opinion on that, man. And, you know, so far it's going real good, man. That record is going real good right now. So
right.
I appreciate all of the ills, you know what I'm saying, and everybody calling in. Bless them. I appreciate you for supporting independent artists. You're an independent artist yourself, going strong. So salute to people, you know what I'm saying, and just keep doing what you do, man.
Right, absolutely, man. I just need the artists. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. And while I got a couple of artists, I think I see another couple more artists on there. You feel me? Let me tell you something. Now, y'all, I ain't going to lie to you, kid. Since I've been doing K1 and since I started Illa Kill, I ain't going to lie. I really understand what the fuck DJs be talking about when they be like, they ain't playing nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, dog, because I understand what it's like to, like, show mad love to somebody, you feel me, now, and they don't support a cause, and I'm not even asking them for money. Now, some of the DJs, they want you to play money, so, you know, I can understand people not, like, you know, they ain't got the money, so they can't give you money, homie. But I'm not really asking people to do nothing but, like, maybe call in to a show, talk, you know, for 2 hours a week. I really only want artists on the line for Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? That's the main show to really care about people calling in. I got enough people that call in for the talk shows. That's not a problem. But the Illa Kills, I need for the artist and the people that do music, the producers and people who are doing the track and all these people that's involved with all these artist shit. Why the fuck my fucking phone lines don't... My phone lines should be quadruple what they are on a talk show for Illa Kill, as far as I'm concerned.
Right,
considering
right.
How many people shit I play on this show. And support is a two-way street. You feel me? They send it to you, play that, but they never call the motherfucking show. So then they get mad when they be like, yo, why you ain't playing my shit? Nigga, when the last time you called my fucking show, nigga? This shit go by ratings. I need people on the phone lines, and this should be my number... This is not my number one rated show. When I talk about pussy and sex, my phone lines be off the chain. Females, niggas, everything. But when I play music and try to break niggas' music, niggas don't want to call in. I don't understand it, but it's the artist who I'm showing love to. It drives me fucking bananas. But now I really understand what the fuck DJs be talking about. Just since these couple of months that I started doing Illa Kill, I understand now. I really, really understand. But she got me joining this banging, man. We're going to go ahead and play another joint. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Let the people review some. But stay on the line, man. Make sure you stay on the line and review these other artists.
I'm standing on, bro. I'm on.
All right. All right. So the first one was she got me by the kid. It got ill. I need some of you people who are sitting on the bottom of the list. I got two screens. I got the bottom of the screen and the top half. The bottom half got 10 people that's just sitting here and didn't hit number one who don't want to review the music, but you on here listening to the show. Come on, man. Come on. What are you doing? Hit the number one. Hit it so you can review the music. Oh, what the fuck is the point? Seriously. All right, next one. So, since these artists called in, like I said, when people call into the show and people retweet some shit, I get them on first. It's what it is. I know some of you niggas might have sent this shit in 2 weeks ago, but nigga, I don't care. But when you're on the phone lines and you retweet the shit, you get bumped to the front. So, Young Vegas and Dollar. Let's see what these cats got going on. You feel me? This joint is called Dirty Money. We're going to get these cats a play here. We're going to, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. Okay, here we go. Dirty Money. And then we're going to let the people decide, do they like it or not? You know what I'm saying? Of course, as always, my opinion doesn't matter. It all that matters about the people who call in and fucking hit the number one. So, is it ill? Could it be killed? Young Vegas and Dollar, Dirty Money. We'll
in the kitchen is high. Open up my shop, I'm taking over the pie. It's all about the bread, I gotta get out and hustle. Closed mouths don't get fed, I gotta get out and hustle. Hoping I don't go fed with all of that in the double. I was taught not to bed, just go get it from off the muscle. See Benjamins in my dreams, I see Benjamins in my sleep. I see Benjamins in the hood, I see Benjamins in the street. All I see is money, that money, that dirty money. All I see is money, that money, that dirty money.
Keyshaf, I'm over here tripping. Keyshaf, Keyshaf, Keyshaf. Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on a second, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Okay, that's not working. 904-520.
Yo, what it do?
What it do, man? I don't know what's going on. Did you see that? My audio just went crazy and started dialing people out and shit. Oh, shit. That's Blog Talk. That's not me.
Actually, towards the end of the last verse that Buddy was rapping, everything went off.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, like everything went off. It started getting low. Then you play, it had a little horn going, then it started going low, and then everything cut off. But from what I heard, bro, I'm going to give it an ill. From what I heard, it, man, the shit was riding. But I'm going to still give it an ill. But
okay,
yeah, the third verse, bro, it just went away.
I don't know what the hell that was about.
Yeah.
I seen something flash on my screen. I think that might have been a sight issue real quick. Oh, well, I'm at the mercy of technology, ladies and gentlemen. But it did play, like, most of the song. Did it play, like, at least... it played most of the song,
it played,
right?
It played two verses, yeah. It played two
okay.
verses. One of the cats sounded like he was Ace Hood for a minute.
Oh, okay. All right, I was making sure. All right, then. Well, as long as it played enough of the song, people can get a feel of it. If not, I would have played
it again. Yeah. It's around,
so
though. I'm going to give it an ill.
Giving it an ill. All right, 347-934-0966. Let's see what they think. That's what they think down in Duval. Let's see what else. Laylo, what you think about it, homie?
Man, I'm going to keep it 100, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was... So they came in kind of late on the track, you know what I'm saying? I was waiting too long for them to start rapping, you know what I mean? The beat was banging, though, but it was lacking a little originality, you know what I'm saying? It sounded like they just started or whatever, but I'm going to go ahead and ill that thing, though.
Okay, all right. That's the kind of feedback that we want, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of feedback that we want. You feel me? Tell them exactly what you think. All right, LL, what you think about that last record?
I got to kill it. I have to kill it because it killed me. The intro is entirely too long.
Okay.
It was, I believe it was all over the place. When the horn started coming in, I was thinking that maybe the song was ending, but it wasn't. And no.
Okay.
No.
All right. One kill. LL, everybody on the phone line, you got to make sure you respect people like LL's opinion because she's actually an FM she's on the radio in Carolina. And she's, you know, we go way back, so she shows love and calls in and actually be listening for some of the new hot shit on the underground market here at K100. You know what I'm saying? So she's an FM radio personality. So if she says it took too long to come in, that means shorten that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, because she does FM radio. And that's actually the second person that said that, because Lalo said that too first. Mm. Okay, so maybe it was a little too long, a ride out a little too long in a minute. But so far, it's got two ills, one kill. So let's go to the next person. 443-962. What you think about that joint? 443-962?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear that last record?
Yeah, I did, man. This is Chaotic Thoughts from OBM out of Gwin Oak, Maryland. I definitely did like the last cut.
Okay.
Some of the lines was kind of, they weren't bad, but it was just kind of the same thing that everybody else was already spitting. But towards the end, it did, you know, get a little more fresh with the delivery.
Okay.
It did
get
a little better.
You giving it
a absolutely. And I want to give you some props too, man, on what you're doing, man. We're going to be out there shortly, man, doing the same thing. And I agree with you. If y'all going to send music in and the brother going to play it, y'all got to support a two-way street, man. And that's what I'm on here now. Support my man Dub from VA right now. He's going to be on there spitting later, man.
Look at Dub from VA.
What you doing, man?
Matter of fact, since you representing for Dub, we're going to go ahead and get Dub on next. You feel me? That's how it works. You know what I'm saying?
There you go, boy.
You know what
indeed.
I mean? People who call in to support the show, then I'm going to get their shit on first. I don't give a fuck how long ago you sent that fucking music in, homie. When you get on the fucking phone
street.
Lines, you hit these phone lines, homie, I'll get your shit on up. I don't care if you sent it in 2 weeks ago. If the last time I heard from you was 2 weeks ago and the motherfucker sent it in to me last night, guess who getting played?
It ain't even hard.
Real talk. All right, stand by, homie.
All right, well, love.
All right, well, that's actually three ills and one kill. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to another call. Let's see. 571, what you think about that, what you think about that young Vegas and Dollar, Dirty Money?
That joint was all right. I kind of agree with it. You know what I mean? I agree with what Shorty said. You know what I'm saying? It was a long track. You know what I'm saying? It could use some work, but I think the beat was definitely dope. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. That's what's up. So you know, killing it. Which one you going to do? You only pick one. It's up to you, bro. Which one?
I don't know, I gotta kill that joint, man. It sounds like a lot of stuff I heard.
Okay, so you're killing it based on, okay, killing it. But that's three ills and two kills right there. You feel me? That's three ills and two kills. So let's go one more. Bullet Streets, did you hear that record?
Nah, I just got here. I ain't here, man.
Got here. Okay, let's go to somebody else. Let's see, Keisha F, I think she heard that record. Keisha F, did you hear that record?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, you didn't hear it. Okay, stand by.
Mm-mm.
All right. So far, though, it did get three ills and two kills. It's still winning right now. Let's see. Hold on. Let's go to another phone line. 856. Let's try. Did you hear?
No, I ain't here.
You ain't here? Okay. All right. Everybody. The lines are super filled up now, so everybody's calling in at the last minute. But it got three ills. It got three ills. I know the 404 is the artist, but I'm opening their phone lines. Young Vegas and Dollar, what's happening?
Hello?
404? Yo, what's going on? 404? This you, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it got an ill. It took five votes. It got 3-2. You feel what I'm saying? It got 3-2. But I think a central theme of it was, you know, the intro on it, on the joint was long. Like, y'all took a minute to come in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It took a little minute to come in. And I actually felt that my way, but I don't ever get my opinion until after that. You feel what I'm saying?
Get on rotation to get ill or kill. But we got to
y'all got ill. Y'all got ill. You didn't get killed. You got ill. All right? Y'all made it by one vote. All right?
Yo.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. You heard me? You already said?
Nah, what'd you say?
Said you got ill. You got ill.
Nah, this not Young Vegas.
Oh, it's not?
Nah, this Hardwood Flows. This Chris Hicks, man. I count them in to show some love.
Oh, shit. I thought this was Young Vegas. Oh, well, where the hell they go? Did they hang up? Holy shit. Hold on a second. I got you guys on deck, though, Hardwood Flows. Stand by.
Yeah. Okay.
What the fuck? Oh, that was a 4. I thought that was them. That was a 4-4. Oh, there they go down here. Hold on. Here they go.
Hello.
4-4-4-8-2.
Hello. Yo.
Young Vegas.
What's up?
This you right here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, my bad. I thought Hardwood Flows with you. I got Hardwood Flows on deck too. Anyway,
yeah, I know you know what we're talking about. Like, what's happening? We got some meals on that thing.
You got ill. You got 3-2. Two people killed it, and basically, the general consensus on it was y'all started coming in on the track too late. The people who killed it was like y'all took too long to start rapping. Like the intro instrumental is too long. And one of the people who actually said that is an FM radio DJ that's up in Carolina. So you might want to make sure you listen to that opinion and cut that intro down and come in on that track quicker. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. We're gonna definitely take care of that.
All right, homie. Stand by.
But
y'all did. All right,
man.
I got you too.
Okay.
So they already called in, and they got the people calling in. They on the phone lines. But I got a lot of good music. I know Streets, Bully Streets, he wants to see what people think about Singer, Green Light. We're going to get to that, too. I actually think that record is hot. We're going to play that. But Dove from VA's people is on the phone line. So let's go ahead and run his joint. We're going to run his new Dove from VA. It's called General Madness. I don't know. Let's see what this popping with. Dub from VA, General Madness, right here, K1 Air Radio. Is it ill? The people decide, not Blizzard. Let's go.
VA.
Yeah.
Damn, V, what's good? The motherfucking
damn
dude have. Ha.
Right.
Drop that. It sounds so soulful, don't you
come
agree?
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generational madness, planetary to woke. Make a brother like me, just pass me and yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go. Generational madness, planetary to woke. Make a brother like me, just pass me and yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go.
Who to trust in a world where the money rules? They say the smart guys learn from 100 fools. Can't lie, y'all, you know if I can choose. Just give me vacay, my sunshades are due. I'm so jaded, plus I'm so faded. My jeans so yes sir, my kicks so A-list. People in the hood say I help them through the pain. If I don't say much, I'm soaking up the game. Or we are not the same. That's game, you not a better man, just put a dub on me, man. And this shit knocking, probably make you meditate. Pussy, I penetrate, roll over, wake and bake. In case we don't make it, party today. Bring the ball to play, we piss the problems away. And not meeting to say, I rep Virginia, okay. But in a minute, I'ma be so far away.
Make a brother like me, just passionately yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go. Generational madness, planetary to woe. Make a brother like me, just passionately yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go. If you feel like you a part of the struggle, just yell go. Yeah, I ain't lying, I'm just trying to dry the eyes of women and children who is crying. I done ran out my shoes, it's no use but tying. It's enough ice around my heart, so I ain't fine. My flame bright, so there's no fear in me dying. I'm a loser, and I say that loosely as I try and build a court move as I bruise just like a giant. We now celebrate vengeance and it's the evil science. Killer be killed, demons in the world. Young son of a pimp, choosing to bruise our little girls. Baby mama trends, friends with benefits. Cats catching age, truly can't claim they sick of it. So sickening, look what we risking. Wasting food that could improve global nutrition. They say they're so consumed with our global position, so they feed us upgrades to increase mobile addiction. Generational madness, planetary to woke. Make a brother like me, just passionate, yell go. If you feel like you were part of the struggle, just yell go. If you feel like you were part of the struggle, just yell go. Generational madness, planetary to woke. Make a brother like me, just passionate, yell go. If you feel like you were part of the struggle, just yell go. If you feel like you were part of the struggle, just yell go. The more music that I make, the more human I become. Asking myself, whether or not.
All right. Generational Madness, that was Dove from VA. I'm cutting some of the songs a little bit short, you feel me, because I got a lot of people on the phone lines and I got a lot of submissions. You feel me? So I'm playing at least two and a half, 3 minutes of it. And you can get the feel of it right there. Is the record ill or should it be killed? So that was Dove from VA's joint, Generational Madness. I like it, but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what K100 Internet Radio thinks. So let's go from the top. 904, what you think about that one, the kid?
Yo, I like it, man. I feel like some of it was, you know, it was kind of lyrical. Some of it was kind of hard to understand, though. And then I heard he was off beat a little bit. I don't know. But I'm gonna give it an L though. It might need a little work, but I'm gonna give it an L.
Giving it an L?
Yeah.
Linwood Lalo, what you think about it, homie? Hello?
Is the song over?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
Damn, I had fell asleep, bro. I'm gone.
So I guess you're killing it, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to kill that. Hey, check email, bro.
All right. That's one L and one kill. Lalo said he put him to sleep. LL, what you think about it? LL. Okay. Blessed Child, what you think about it? Oh, LL.
Yeah.
What you think about that last one?
I like it. I like the content the most because it's very fitting.
Okay. She likes it, so she's giving it the L. Blessed Child, what you think about it?
I like the concept. The reason why I'm killing it is because it had no energy to it, man. It had no vibe, no energy to it. But I like the concept. It had no energy to it, man. To kill it.
Okay. Blessed Child's killing it up in Jersey. That's 2-2. That's 2-2. Big Willie Streets, what you think about it?
Yeah, I liked it, man. It was mellow. I liked the lyrics. You know, he was real lyrical. So I liked it. I didn't enjoy it, but I ain't going to kill it, so I'll give it a heel.
Okay. That's 3-2. That's 3-2. 4-4-3. What's popping up in Maryland with it?
yeah, man. Chaotic Thought again. Yeah, definitely a L. It was a nice, slow beat, nice and smooth. I like the lyrics. The beat was something definitely you can knock your head to. Definitely give it a L.
All right, giving it a L. All right. All right, 770-905, what you think about it?
Yeah, I give it an L. It was a nice mellow, and he was lyrical too, so if people actually paid attention to what he said, you know, he said some stuff in there, so, no, I give it an L.
All right,
it wasn't all that, but I give it an L.
Okay, but you don't want to kill it, so you're giving it an L. What's, who you represent, 770? What you want to hear? You got somebody coming up here tonight that's supposed to be played tonight?
No, I don't know.
Okay. All right, I'm just making sure. All right, 44428. What you think about that last joint? Did you hear that, Dove from VA?
Oh, nah. What's cool? I ain't get to hear it. I just tuned in.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, this is Phil Marks. I just submitted some music. I just wanted to know.
Oh, Sean. Sean, what now? What's your name again?
Oh, Phil Marks.
Oh, Philip Marks, baddest one. I got you on deck. Call me, stand by. All right. Stand by. All right. 44493. Did you hear that last record? What you think? Ill or kill?
We're going to hear it.
Killing it? All right.
It's 850. Well, we're going to hear that.
Okay. It's 850, but they're illing it. All right. So let me go back up here to the artist. I think it's number 44. No. Where's Dove from VA? Dove from VA wasn't on here. His people's on here. But that was Dove from VA joint. Generational Madness. He got ill. You feel me? Two people didn't like it, but I just did one. I just did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That was 7 out of 9 people did like it. So it gets an ill right here on K1 Internet Radio. All right, next up, we got I got Hardwood Floors. I'm gonna go ahead and run their joint because they on the phone lines. I know they on here and they ready to represent. You feel me? Hardwood Flows. I like that. I don't know. Maybe just me. I don't know. But I like how they just lean on Hardwood Flows. Hardwood Flow, nigga. Y'all niggas slow, man. Anyway, this is Hardwood Flows. Another day right here on K1 Internet Radio. Is it ill? This is the Indie Music Review. Show some love to these independent artists, man. And listen to their music and give them some national feedback. We got people from all over the country on the phone lines right now giving their honest feedback about what they think about this music. Hardwood Flows. Another day.
Yo. This your boy Chris here, chilling with my boy C-Bell. And this is Hardwood Flow. And outside, we got White Walls and Hood. Okay.
First, I get my keys. Hit the button on the pager. The wheel pan and shirts, damn that shit lame. Release the brake plug, attach steering wheel. Then the crank up, tightest in the field. But not quite yet. Pre-roll guy. Oh, that's a bit. Styrofoam full of bar, pipes down and heavy, close to a Chevy, motor warming up, fresh water pump, holding the white walls, fat hump caps, listening to Pearl, it's like she finna snap, she ain't being missing, she just found mean, you know that's my boo, I try to keep her clean, push accelerator, bend a few corners, feels like an elevator. Your mama and your cousin too, they can't deny the lack. My bad self back, actually she might snap. Best believe that's a rap.
Roll motherfucking blunt, ninja. Roll that shit up. Drink that shit up. White walls, hookcaps.
I'm a cataclysm, a mixture of two galaxies. The government is trying to capture me for my anatomy. Comparing me is a terrible reflection of your character. Hover over tracks like I am a harrier. Snapping on this bitch like a motherfucking terrier. You ask yourself, who's this? Two niggas named Chris. And no, we're not famous. Love a real good, put a finger in the anus. You gotta claim it. This is digital, in the physical, just a lyrical, individual. But religion, I'm just spiritual. Talk to God myself, why the fuck I need a miracle?
Come on
this track, drinking on some black and tan. Roll it up, the nigga said it's Kush, man. It's whatever, the shit's all drolling me.
Chris Hicks, you're the shit, woo!
Totally.
I'm so high, I cannot come down.
I'm so high, I cannot come down. Don't get a couple of niggas on shit. So, that was Hardwood Flows. I'm going to open up the phone lines and let the people tell you what they think. 904, the kid, what you think about that record?
I honestly don't like it, bro.
You like it?
I don't know, bro. It ain't catching me, man. It was all over the place and everything, but I'm gonna have to kill that, man.
Okay. Glenwood Lalo, what you think about it?
Come on, man. Don't do that, man. Come on, man.
I have to play it. They sent it in and they called in. Do you, ill or kill?
Come on, man. You ain't got no trash section?
Actually, I do. But I take that as a kill. LL.
The trash section.
Yeah. Big Bully Streets.
Yo, man.
I got a standing policy. They send it in, I play it, and I can't be responsible for the reaction.
I know, son. Yo, we do this shit all the time, man. You know, listen to indie. We support the indies, man. And maybe somewhere there's a lane for that, but not here, though, son.
Bless child. Man, that sound
like you pulled that out of
the
bathroom, man.
Right. It's pretty much a wrap. But let's see what they think about it in Baltimore. Baltimore 443. I hate to really just get an all over the board.
Definitely a kill, man. No lyrics, no content, no flow, no rhythm, right. No life, nothing. Definitely a kill.
One more. I'm gonna try and get him one. Can we get it? Anybody wanna? You know, ill it 571. 571.
Don't do that to me, man.
I hate when somebody get killed all the way across the board. No one's ever got killed all the way across the board on K100. That's what I'm trying to say.
Ain't nothing personal. It's just, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't okay. Tight, it ain't right for now.
Alright. Let's go to the artist. This city's still on the line. Hardwood Flows, this you 44287.
Yo, what's up, man?
So they not feeling the record, homie. It got killed.
Yeah, man. I heard that shit, man. It's all good, though. I ain't
worried about it. Where you guys from?
Man, we from South Side Atlanta, man. East Point, Georgia.
East Point, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion. I'll give you, and I try to help the artist. Just kind of start over from. First of all, it's poor quality. So when you send yourself into a radio station, especially internet radio, get it mixed and mastered first. And then second, it's just, you know, it's just the production, the beat. The beat's not great. I think it's the beat, personally. I wanted to,
yeah.
Me personally, even if my vote don't count, I wanted to turn it off in like 15 seconds because of that track. You know what I'm saying? That was just me personally. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it gets killed, this, I think no one on them knows anybody's ever got killed all the way across the board on my show like that. But it's the production and it's the quality of it. So you guys got to hit the lab again and put some more hours in, homie. All right?
Yeah, that's a bit, man. Appreciate the love.
All right, homie. Yeah. So, let's go to some R&B. R&B, yay! R&B. All right, this is a good song, I think. Actually, I heard this artist perform this song last night. This is Philip Marks. And got a little bit of R&B. Let's see what the people think about this guy, Philip Marks. Name of this joint is called Baddest One. Right here on K1 Internet Radio. He's already on the phone lines. And then I got another R&B song by a dude named Singer that I do called Green Light. And I think you like both of these records because I actually heard these records. Some of the songs, sometimes I meet artists like like last night I met this artist at a club called Throwbacks here in Atlanta. I was one of the judges on the panel, Street Talk, CEO, P. Brown, and Bag Boy, them guys over there at Throwbacks. Those guys hold an open mic every Wednesday. And if you're an artist in the Atlanta area and you're trying to get yourself exposed, right there off Old National, right off the highway, man, Throwbacks, Bar and Grill. Go over there, man, and you know what I'm saying? It's a nice crowd over there. You get some, you know, you can get the mood of your live performance, and the people going to let you know, because if it's whack, they're not going to move at all. You feel me? But that's where I met this particular artist at last night. And he did his thing. I think I liked his performance, and I liked the record. So let's see what the people think about it here on K100 Internet Radio. This is Philip Marks, Baddest One.
If you ain't no freak, you can't come. Y'all need this to be your anthem. Keep on popping that thing like a professional dancer. Come to the VIP and get on your knees and hands, girl. Now, baby, make that ass clap like you my biggest fan, girl. I think tonight I'm leaving the club with the baddest one. 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 You the baddest chick to be known. She fucking my team. She see that we on. You know you a freak, girl. Don't be modest. Take a few shots tonight, cause we grown. Take one more shot if it still ain't fun. Drop it like you just got caught stealing some. 2 a.m. and we still ain't done, cause we gon' party until they come. Girl, prove you better than average. And again, I don't give a fuck about classes. Give me that D, just smash you passing. What's love got to do with it? Angela Bassett, caramel skin, even chocolate. And these red bones get it popping. I sit right in that dress you rockin'. I see you working it, no clocking. You bout to reach overtime. Bottles of Patron in line. The rock for the models, got Moscato for the older dimes. Tattoo on your ass, girl, you know I'm loving your design. If you got that cake and your hair ain't fake, lady, on the line. You can't come, y'all need it to be your answer. Keep on popping that thing like a professional dancer. Come to the VIP and get on your knees and hands, girl. Now, baby, make that ass laugh like you my biggest fan, girl. I think tonight I'm leaving the club with the baddest one. 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 I'm leaving the club with the baddest one.
Okay, now roll it, light it, hit the blunt, and I'm too relaxed. Like the way that I give it to her, and I like the way that she do it back. Spit that coochie rap, get her down to her two kneecaps. When I say that I'm packing, I ain't talking about them Louis bags. I'm a Louis swag, like super fat. Fool, you don't know what to do with that. And if that girl gets too attached, then right there's where she losing at. Oh, what the fuck you mean, though? I'm all about them C-notes, and all my drinks is on the house. Motherfucker, I get free, though. About to take me a quick trip to this little cutie. Yeah, I got your girl with me, fool, and I'ma have a blast too. Let's get these bottles poppin', cause you already know what that do. Word in the streets, I'm a dog, well, and I'm just trying to scratch that cat too. And she's bad too, and I'm thinking like, man, that's the move. I'ma lead her straight to my master room, and I'ma leave it after I smash it too. I'm playing, I'm saying, I'm trying to lead this club with you. What you trying to do? I'm trying to show you.
If you ain't no freak, you can't come. Y'all need it to be your answer. Keep on popping that thing like a professional dancer. Come to the VIP and get on your knees and hands, girl. Now, baby, make that ass clap like you my biggest fan, girl. I think tonight I'm leaving the club with the baddest one. 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 I'm so picky, high in her so tipsy. I like her in no dickies. I'm like, you should roll.
Yo. Now, me personally, I like it. But it doesn't matter what I think. Remember, it does not matter what Blizzard thinks. What does matter is what the phone lines say. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialing to the show. 347-934-0966. If you're listening to me out there on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com or www.chainlessentertainment.com, or if you're checking out the podcast after the fact, appreciate you. So, that was Philip Mark, the baddest one. He's leaving the club with the baddest one. Is it ill? Started at the bottom this time because we started at the top last time. From the bottom, 678-8, 678-896. What you think about that record?
Yeah, that song was hot. That Phil Mark song, dang, you got to keep playing that.
All right. That's probably Phil Mark's people, but yeah. No, but I think the song is good, though. That's one ill. That's one ill. Next up, 484-948.
What up, Bless?
What up, who's this?
Jay Harris.
Jay Harris, what you think about that last joint, man? That Philip Mark.
All right. That's ill.
Ill? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my long-lost friend, Key. What's happening, babe?
What's up?
What's going on? Did you like that last song?
No.
No? Oh, you killing it?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Uh-oh. Okay, you didn't like it. Stand by, but I got a lot of good ones tonight. Stand by. She said she didn't like it. She's killing it. Keisha F, down in Florida, 850. What you think about it?
Absolutely not, homie.
You killing it?
I am killing that.
Oh, what? The ladies are killing it. I thought the ladies was going to like it. Damn it, man. Two kills, two ills. This might be tighter than what I thought. 444-93.
We're going to ill that.
Ill that? You illing it? Okay. That's enough. That's an ill. That's an ill. Let's see. The kid, what you think about it? The kid, what you think about that?
Hey. Hey, man, I felt like I was in the club, bro. I don't know if it's just this apple juice and brandy that I'm sipping on right now. I like that shit, though. It's a club banger. Shit, I'm feeling that motherfucker, man. That shit go hard.
All right, he illing it. Linwood Lalo, what you think about it, homie?
You know why I'm here, that, man? Because that'll get a lot. It's a hook catchy, and it'll get a lot of spins overseas, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's catchy, but the thing about it is it's geared towards the girls, the females, and the females are the two people that's, well, one female illed it, but two of them have killed it so far. Let's get some more of these females on the line, all right? But you're giving it an ill, right?
Yeah.
Hey. That's five ills, two kills. It's winning right now, but I want to see. Let's see what LL thinks about it. LL, what you think about it?
Oh, yeah, that is definitely an ill. I had to tweet about that one.
You illing it too? Okay. LL, another female illing it. So far, two females killed it. Bully Streets, what you think about it, man?
Yeah, I like it, man. I'm definitely on the hook. You know, the verses was okay, but the hook was definitely hot, very catchy. And plus, you know, I heard it live with the big speakers, and it really turns up in the club. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Maybe that's probably why I was kind of biased at first, too, because I know what it sounds like in the club myself, because that's where I heard it first. All right. Let's see, y'all. All right. Bless Child. Bless Child.
Man, look, man. Anybody that ill that shit not going to, that shit ain't going to get no type of deal, man. You need to kill that. Especially the audience, man. That shit.
Okay. That's a kill. Les Chowsey, he's not feeling it. He wanted to kill it. 443, I still want to hear what they got to think about it. Maryland, 443, what you think about it?
No, definitely a kill. I think the hook was whack. Sounded repetitive. Verses were kind of weak. No good at all. Kill.
Okay. Dang, the more people, now it's getting back tight again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 and 4. Should I ask him one more? Should I ask one more? Let's see. 44428.
Oh, it's Phil Marks, man.
Oh, ha! Well, you win.
That's it. Hey.
5-4. 5-4. You know what I'm saying? You was the last one on the line that wanted to talk.
You know I'm going to ill it.
I know you're going to ill it. You can't vote for your own shit, Phil Marks. Shit.
I know. I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, people so far, people fucking with the record.
I mean, my producer, he only 17 years old. He's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing all by myself. I got plenty more records. I'm very lyrical. I'm very talented. If you ain't feeling this record, you're definitely going to feel more of my other records. You're going to feel a lot of my other records because I do a lot of things. I'm very versatile. You feel me?
Okay, so you got something for the people who's a little bit critical of the flow. It was, you know, you heard a couple people say that. You feel me? But I understand what it's like, too, because I got a variety of songs myself. I'm an artist that, you know, really does a lot of different kind of songs.
Yeah.
So it depends on which one you hear from me, whether you're not, you know, can't get a feel from me from one song. And so there's a lot of artists that are out there. Feel me? So, but it did get ill. It was close, though. So 5-4, man. All right, stay on the line. Don't hang up now. You gotta rate this next song, all right?
All right,
stand by. So I'm gonna go ahead and run this one joint. The another artist that I met at the open mic at Throwback. This guy's name is Singer. Singer, S-I-N-G-A, like singer, but Singer. Yeah. Excuse me. The name of this song is called Green Light. The name of this song is called Green Light. This is an R&B joint. You know what I'm saying? And the people really liked it last night at Throwbacks, but let's see what these people think here on K1's Internet Radio, all right? This is Singer, Green Light.
Yeah, Singer. Got me Mr. Take It Lady.
I'm trying to get the green light. The way she break it down, when she slow wind. She put that thing on me like, whoa, whoa. I'm thinking like, man, it's the goal. Up on it, I just wanna get behind it and just put my breath up on it, girl. I just exercise and it's all up in my system, girl. You think that it's high, but it's me that got you tripping, girl. You with two girls and I'm with mine. Let's take you back to the crib and play some alcoholic pasta.
That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. That was Singer with Green Light. Let's see what the people think about it. Is it ill? Back up at the top this time. The kid, 904, what happened? What you think about it?
Hey, dude, let me ask you a question, man. The dude that was rapping, was that Drake?
Was that who?
Was that Drake?
No, that wasn't Drake.
Oh.
That was ASO. That
hey,
was featuring
ASO.
Hey,
I want to do a feature with Buddy, man.
E5.
Give me my contact info. I'm an ear that, man. I like that.
Absolutely. I think the record is hot, too. All right next up, Glenwood Layla. What you think about it, homie? All right, Glenwood. Go ahead. I can't hear you.
I said I'm going to give it a green light.
All right, giving it a green light. All right. LL, what you think about it, baby?
I definitely get the green light.
Green light, three of them. This dude's gonna have. He's not gonna have to stop. Let's see if anybody's gonna make him stop. He's got a green light all the way across, man. Bless child. What you think?
I ill it.
He illing it. Bless child's in a grumpy mood today too, so that's. I don't even have to ask Big Bully Street what he's gonna do.
Yo.
Really. Yo.
I love that record. You feel me? I love the record. I love what the record's about. You know, Glizzle, you know, we in these streets. That's the life that we live. We get the green light, so it's like our theme song out here. You know what I mean? If niggas that don't get the green light might not be feeling it like that, but we get that green light, though, so I love that track right there.
All right, next up, Baltimore, 443. What you think about it?
No, sir. Kill it. Not
what?
Killing it.
Killing
no, sir.
It? Oh,
no,
you got
kill.
Why you don't like that green light joint? You don't like that? Why you don't like it? What you don't like about it?
I just wasn't feeling it. It felt like what wasn't original. It didn't catch me. I couldn't bop my head to that. I couldn't see me dancing to that. It didn't make me want to dance. It was more annoying than I was feeling it. And it sounded too like cookie cutter kind of production.
Okay.
You know, like it wasn't, you know, no effort put into it.
All right. Let's see what the rest of people think. 44428, what you think about it?
Man, I'm illing the hell out that record, man.
All right, another ill.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that record is off the chain. I don't care. Whoever made that record, he need to keep doing what he's doing. Keep making records like that. Keep putting them out. Dude, I'd love to collab with somebody like that, for real.
All right. So, they feeling that. 444. Who is this again?
Phil Marks, man.
Phil Marks. It's Phil Marks. Okay, I gotta type everybody's name in so I know. I got so many people online now. I got so many numbers. I'm losing track. All right, stand by, homie. Thanks for staying by. All right, let's see what the ladies think. Key, what you think about that?
I don't like it.
Oh, man.
The auto-tune. When I hear some R&B, I want to hear the person singing. Like, the auto-tune is really killing it for me. Bad.
Okay. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, 62. Let's see what Keisha F think about it. Another female. That was A-Town. Keisha from the A-Town. 850 checking in. Keisha F, what you think about it?
It was all right. I mean, the hook was okay, but I don't really like the rap song. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit on the fence.
But you're giving it an ill, right?
Well, you know, y'all going to play it, so...
No, are you giving it an ill or a kill? Which one? Is yours? Is your
vote? I'm gonna kill it then. I'm killing it because I can't.
Okay, she's killing it too. You know, these two ladies right here have been hard on these fellas tonight, man. For real. 444-93. What you think about it?
We gonna kill that.
Who this?
This 850 man. We in the video, man.
Oh, okay. What's that? Oh. You be killing me. You mess me up with the 4-4. I got like 6 4-4 numbers on here,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry about that, man. I got different songs, and I be listening to you.
Okay. Oh, what's up, Nick Fred? What's up, man? Thank you for calling the show. You said you're illing or killing it?
I'm killing it, man. I was feeling it, man.
Damn,
oh,
man. I gotta kill it. Man, Nick Fred, you ain't feeling the green light? Now it's getting back tight again, man. Y'all, okay. It's getting back tight again.
No, man.
All right, hold on. Let me see. I got some more people on the line. 571, what you think about it?
I give it the L because your man went in on the verse. He definitely went in on his verse. You know what I'm saying? He did due diligence with that. I give it the L.
Verse was a feature now. The R&B singer is one person and the rapper is a feature. But you're giving it the L, right?
The rapper was what got me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just put it like that.
All right. All right, 571. Hold on, let me type your name in. Who is this?
This is Dub, man. What's good?
Dub. All right, number, I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to lock everybody's number in. All right, Dub. All right, Dub. So Dub says it's getting ill. One more, Jay Harris.
I give it to ill, man. I tweeted that thing earlier today.
All right, so then it's a resounding ill then. Jay Harris, pretty much, it was already ill, but Jay Harris pushed it all the way over the top. All right, so, I mean, we had a couple ladies who didn't feel it, I guess. I don't know why certain people were or were not feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, of course, my vote doesn't count. But it was official 8-4. You know what I'm saying? So we did have four people that wasn't feeling it. Two of them was females and two of the males wasn't feeling it. So, you know, it is what it is. But it did pass the test. It'll be on the subway. And by the way, the only way to get onto the subway, K100... put into rotation onto the subway, K100's all music segment. Well, we don't do any talking. We just run that music, man. We play 30 songs back to back, you know, all back to back. We just talk a little bit. I may go to the phone line twice in that segment just to see who's checking in, but we run the music back to back to back. Everybody who gets ill on this show, they get put into rotation onto the subway, and that's how it works. So far, we're going to have Philip Marks. He's going to be, you know what I'm saying, in rotation on the subway. Singer, he's going to be in rotation. Dell from VA's new joint going to be in rotation. You feel me? The kid's new joint going to be in rotation. You know what I mean? So that's the only way you can get into rotation on K100. You got to pay your toll. You got to be ill, don't ill or kill, all right? Next up, let's see what we got here. This other person also tweeted me, so I'm going to go ahead and run their joint because they've been hitting me up on Twitter like, yo, Blizz is going to play my story tonight. And you're right, homie, I am. Because I said, that's how I do things. When you hit me up on Twitter or when you call into the show, your music gets played. And it's just that simple. I play everybody else stuff if I got time left after the people who took the time to holler at me on the show. You feel me? So it's not a...
I'm fighting Nicole. Anyway.
And then I knocked my 1800 over earlier, so I can't take a shot. Okay. Woo, that's what I'm professional, but I'm not getting paid for this yet. Anyway, Jimmy B. Fearless. This guy's been hitting me up on the Twitter all day. Jimmy B. Fearless. We're going to run his joint. His joint is called Watching Me. Jimmy B. Fearless, this is watching right on K100 Radio. Is it ill or should it be killed? HSBC. Find it first. Oh, I know I loaded this up. Oh, shit. Here you go, Blizz. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Jimmy B. Fearless, watching me right here. Is it ill or should it be killed?
Drugs came in and had everybody going crazy.
Why should I lie when I'm confined on the side that does not cry? In my mind, we are defined by lines of these modern times. Parking next to fire hydrants, I'm asking to be fine. But I gotta keep a pair of peepers on back of my mind. Mine, little bit. Vampire haters coming at my neck. Stupid quick. Life pump a stomping on it. Walmart competition, I'm a target. Main problem with the game is these lanes maintain they lane too sick to fame, so they trying to give me a head stone. Gotta bang out, like Dwayne Beast headphones. I'm flown, I am gone, things go wrong, leggings in the zone, hang them up, dial your tone, knock them out, Larry Holmes, cause I don't sound like these clones, made of stone and homegrown, heaters in the winter time, the way that I stay on, they would suck a dick for radio rotation. Will kill to be played in dental station. Inspiring the snitches in be my location. So I watch out for enemies in the mixing.
They hate the fact that I'm on the map. I keep counting stacks. Ain't gotta watch my back. They try to sneak attack like I will be back. I keep counting stacks. Ain't gotta watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back.
So I will kill cat pills, not for major deals. Got a king seal, yeah, still, that's because I'm real. Job won't white, will steal, that's a pay to build. Empire made it still, that's what I'm trying to build. F-A-M-E, nigga, you can have it. Push these losers away like opposite magnets. Twitter junkie,
switched up like tin plastic. One part of my deep, I will bring the havoc. Come at you sporadic, just so they can have it. Crazier than a Muslim married in a Catholic. Everybody trying to bow, call it March Madness. Armed and alert for the one that try to lurk. General with a purse, still act like Captain Kirk. Beast I flirt, Mickey Turk, put you under the earth. Chasing first, tongue hurt, got an incredible thirst, man. Man, I am from the dirt. Full of misunderstandings like a Mormon church. Chew them up, red dragon agenda. Watch for the ones in the background like movie extras. I'm best.
Cause they hate the fact that I'm on the map. I keep counting stacks and gotta watch my back. They try to kick attack like I really react. I keep counting stacks and gotta watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back. Got my eyes on the prize, but I still watch my back.
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, www.chainlessentertainment.com, 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. That was Jimmy B. Fearless watching me. He gonna need to clear that sample, though. That's all I got to say about that. But, you know, he sampled, I don't know. I don't know what I think about it. Let me see what the people think about it. That's the only way. That's the only thing that matters anyway. My fucking opinion doesn't matter. Is it ill? We started at the top last time. We started at the bottom this time. 404-268. What you think about it? 404-268. You on the air?
Yo, that's me, man. That's Jimmy B. Fairley. What's
good?
What's
good? Oh, Jimmy B. That's you?
Yeah, bro. So go ahead and go to everybody else. Let me hear what they think. You dig?
All right. Stand by, homie. We're going to see what you're rocking with. You dig?
I can dig it.
All right. Okay. First up, Dub, what you think about that record?
Yeah, man. Like you said, man, just beside the sample, I thought it was dope. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Really.
Giving it an ill? All right. Keith, West Side Shouty, what you think about it?
It's
all right. You illing or killing it?
Not illing.
You illing him? Okay. You said that reluctantly, but...
Yeah, really.
Okay. Jay Harris, what you think about it?
I don't know. That sample get on my nerves. I'm going to have to ill that.
You killing it or illing that? Which one?
Kill.
Kill. Okay. All right. That's a kill. Two ills. Two ills, two kills. Let's see what's popping. Keisha F, what you think about it? 850.
It's all right. I mean, I'll give it an ill.
You're giving it an ill. Giving it an ill. Nick Flynn, what's up, homie? What you think about it?
I got you.
What?
I'm killing that right now.
You're killing it?
Right now.
All right,
yeah,
killing it. Uh-oh, 3-2. 3-2, Jimmy B. Let's see. We're going up. We got some up. We got plenty of people, though. Phil Marsh, what you think about it?
Yeah, the track was all right, and I like the beat. I really did like the beat. I mean, but I guess it's going to have to grow on me. But I guess it can get an ill. I can give it an ill. It ain't a bad track, you know?
All right, he's giving it an ill. 4-4 from Baltimore. I mean, 4-4-3 from Baltimore. I would have rounded.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
definitely an ill, man.
You giving that one an ill?
Yeah, definitely. I like his track. I like the beat. I could get a little head nod to that. I like the flow with the lyrics. I like his delivery. Kind of gave me like a Bone Thugs kind of feel.
Okay. All right. 5-2. 5-2. Jimmy B. Big Willie Street.
Yo.
Yeah.
I like the record. I thought the record had a lot of energy. So I'm definitely going to give it an ill.
All right. He's giving it another ill. 62, LL?
I don't know.
Don't know? What you...
I can't. I've been thinking this whole time. I don't know. I want to hear it again.
You got to... I can't. Which one? You got to pick one. You got to pick one. He's winning. I mean, he's winning. The what? Hello? What you gonna give it?
Because
oh, you breaking up. I can't hear you.
What's that?
I'm gonna give it an L because I don't wanna hear it again.
Okay. It'll be cool. You want to hear it again? It can't be that bad if you actually really want to hear it again. Glenwood, lay low.
If Bone Thugs and Harmony for real, dog? Real, dog?
I mean, that's what he said. That's what he felt. I mean, what do you feel?
Oh, for real? Damn.
What you feel?
Third of them.
Say what?
Third of them.
I can't hear you. Keep breaking up. What you say? Kill?
Kill? I murdered them.
Murdered them. Murdered them. Okay. He's killing it. But he's still winning. We got one more. He's still winning, though. But let's see what the people think about it. The kid, what you think about it, homie? Down in Jacksonville.
Hey, it don't matter. He winning. But I thought it was a very mediocre track. I ain't really like it. I liked it, but I didn't like it. So I don't know. That sounds weird. But we're going ahead and hear it, bro. It is what it is.
All right.
All right, next up, I think, let's go to some Crump. You feel me? Let's go to some Crump. Next, join up. And then after that, we'll go to a female MC. We got a female. We got some females send some music in. We're going to do a female MC after that. No female R&B for the first time in a while on Illa Kill. No female R&B. All male R&B. But we do got a female MC, so we're going to go to after this one. But first, right now, we're going to go to Cali Karma. Alright, and this joint is called Hate. And this is actually another artist that rocked the joint at Throwbacks who came through there, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and they hit me up on Twitter, and they hit me up on the email, like, yo, we checking you out, we listening. You feel me? Appreciate it, blah blah blah. So I'm gonna run their joint, alright? This is Cali Karma. It's actually one person, one guy. Cali Karma. Name of the joint is called Hate.
Cali Karma. I got money in my jeans. I got money in my jeans. Money in the bank. Money in my safe. My money straight. I got money in my jeans, money in the bank, money in my safe, my money straight. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate. That's not a house, no, that's not a car, no, that's not a safe, that there is hate. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate. I thought I bought a Chevy and I sat it on some eight. Really bought some hate and sat that bitch up on some hate. Don't be concerned about how much do Cali Karma make. I made enough to buy a lot of motherfucking hate. Got a pocket full of money, no, a pocket full of hate. I don't make it fucking rain, I make it motherfucking hate. Don't ask me how I'm doing, bitch, you see I'm doing great. By the look up on my face, got that ass in on my waist, cause I got money in my jeans. Money in the bank, money in my safe, my money straight. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate. That's not a house, no, that's not a car, no, that's not a safe, that there is hate. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate. A couple years ago, I caught a motherfucking case. I was tripping, no, cause really I just caught some hate. I met a couple bitches that would come and give me face. But now that I think about it, all they did was give me hate. Bought a house up on a hill, but on that hill is really hate. Threw some money in the safe, but in that safe is really hate. Thought that I was selling dope, really I was selling hate. Ain't no need to play it safe. All the nigga buy it, take, cause I got money in my jeans. Money in the bank, money in my safe, my money's straight. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate. That's not a house, no, that's not a car, no, that's not a safe, that there is hate. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate.
Hate on, hate on, hate on, hate on, hate on, hate on. I thought I was making fans, no, I'm just making hate. I thought I was taking trips, nope, I'm just taking hate. Wait, everything I'm doing nowadays I call it hate. So I'm about to hit the club and spend a lot of fucking hate.
I got money in my jeans, money in the bank, money in my safe, my money straight. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate. That's not a house, no, that's not a car, no, that's not a safe, that there is hate. All I buy is hate, all I buy is hate.
Hate on, 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 hate on,
Money in my face, my money straight. All I.
So that was Cali Karma. Hate. Hate. All he buys hate. All he thought he was taking trips. No, it was hate. Everything is hate. Hate. Let's see what the people think about it. Do they love it or do they hate it? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.chalenceentertainment.com. 347-934-0966. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. Follow the show at K100_radio. My homegirl LL, FMDJ out of Carolina, she's been hitting me up on the Twitter. Some of you artists need to connect with her. She's on my timeline right now tweeting and saying she likes this and likes that. And you need to holler at her. So if you see her, you go follow her. Follow Big Bully Streets. If you're not, you already know who that is. If you're my friend, you don't know who Streets is. You really ain't paying attention to my timeline. Shout out to everybody else, though. Shout out to my homegirl Keela on the line, Coco Keela. Shout out to Keisha F, Keisha Rocks. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's, you know, Glenwood, Lalo, JJ the Kid, everybody that's checking in, man. I appreciate you guys calling in and supporting this movement, because this is what it's all about. And all I'm trying to do is support other people that's doing the same thing you guys are doing, man. So support is a two-way street. And I really appreciate the people who's on the phone lines, you feel me? Thanks to the artists that's sending in the music, but I really need you on the phone lines and supporting the show, even when you're not on the show. That's real support. You dig? Shouts out to everybody. Let's see. All I want is hate. The Kid, what you think about that joint?
No, bro, I'm going to tell you the truth, bro. Like, all I love is talking about hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers just hating on the nigga moves, hating on what the nigga doing, hating on what the nigga trying to do. So I'm going to give that shit a hell bit, dog. Like, I love the way he flipped that shit. You know what I'm saying? Saying all he buys is hate. Everything
right.
is just hate, my nigga. I'm giving that shit a hell, bro.
Every time he do something good, he just buy hate. Every
he's
time
buying
he
hate, nigga.
Chick, he buying, he's fucking hate.
You buying everything. Hate, dog. Like, he did that shit, bro. I'm feeling that shit.
I like if some people might not get that's what he was doing, but I did when I heard it. So, you know what I'm saying? But
hey, come on. You know, that's what it is.
Shouts out to you. All right, but yeah, let's go down the line. Layla, what's the thing about it, homie? Glenwood Layla.
Dude.
Yo, what up? What you think about that hate?
Yeah, man. It sounds like that nigga getting enough hate, so I can't hate on him. I'm going to yield that thing.
Absolutely. LL, what you think about hate? Cali Karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. I'm kidding. All right.
So. All right. Bully Streets, what you think about it, homie?
Yo, you know that's my record right there, man. So we just talented. All the time, man. We judge talent all the time, man. And since I've been judging talent out here in the A, man, that's still the hottest track that I've heard. You know what I mean? It turns up in the club every time it comes on. But y'all don't get the full, you know, we're listening through your phones. You know, most people is on your computer. You know, you don't get the woofers and everything like that, the full effect of the song. When I tell you that shit go ham in the club, that shit goes ham in the motherfucking club, man. Big shout out to that nigga Cali, man. I fuck with that nigga heavy, man. What up?
Absolutely. All right. Phil Marks, what you think about it?
Man, that's a track you all can relate to. I'm going to give that an ill.
All right. 5 years, no kills. Let's see how far you can go. Nick Fred, what you think about it, homie?
Man, you know I got scared of that, man. It was missing a room song. I love it. I can listen to it again.
Absolutely, okay. Keisha F, what you think about that hate?
It's alright. I'll give it an
L. You're giving it an L. Alright. Key, what you think about it, Key?
Don't like it.
I knew it.
Don't like it. I like the track. I like the track, and I get the concept, but I don't like the songs. Like, for real, it ain't that much hate in the world. Good grief.
Okay, so we got one kill. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ills, one kill. Jay Harris, what you think about it?
Man, all I buy is hate.
Killing that. Bill from VA, what you think about that record, homie?
Oh, yeah, you got it from me, man. I like the concept and all that. That was dope to me. Yeah, yeah. I'm rolling that right now, but yeah.
678-524, who's this?
Cali Karma.
Cali Cut. Oh well, man. Then you hear the vote. You hear the verdict, homie.
What's
that?
What's up? Yeah, shout out to everybody who voted L on my joint, and shout out to Shorty who didn't like it. I got something, you know, go download, try to rap. My EP is on my website, CaliKarma.com. I know I've got something on there for you, baby. All
right, so he said he got something for you on there, Key. You know what I mean? You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but don't revise hate over here, man. CMG Records, thanks for playing my joint, yo.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, we see you guys in the streets, and we know we be up there, so, you know, I see you, homie. You feel me? Send me some more joint. I had the other joint, the first one, but some your people emailed me at the last minute and said they wanted me to run the hate, so I ran that one. Even though I know you submitted the other song before that, but
we gonna run with hate though. That's a single, man.
All right, homie. Well, thanks for calling into the show. Make sure you stay on the line and rate some more music though. All right.
You already know. I got you.
All right, stand by. Hey. All right. So, shouts out to everybody that called into the show, man. You feel me? Shouts out to the homie Cali Karma. He hit the lines up. That's what it's all about, man. Support is a two-way street. You feel me? Support is a two-way street. I support the indie artists. I be wanting the indie artists to support K100 because, you know what I'm saying, I ain't charging guys for this. I'm not, you know, trying to hit guys across the head. But this is a national audience. We got people from Atlanta, Carolina, Florida, two places in Florida, Panama City and Jacksonville. We got 571 Virginia. We got, 218, 718. They haven't talked, but they still on the line listening. 443, which is Baltimore. 441, I don't know what 441, what is that? I don't know, but they on the line, you feel me? 217, that's Philly, they on the line. So this is like national feedback, man, when you send your music into the show. You feel what I'm saying? It's good to get the opinion of everybody that's like right in your locale, but you want to know if you got a national hit or is it a local hit. You feel what I'm saying? That's the good thing about Ill or Kill, you feel me? That's the beauty of it. You getting feedback from all over. You know what I'm saying? It's like five or six different states that's like right here. People that you probably would never heard of your joint. You know what I'm saying? Unless you done traveled out that way or you done connected with them on a social site. But I'm trying to be in one central location for people that people can come and check for new talent and new hot music. You feel me? All right, let's go to a female MC. All right, let's go to a female MC. I got some female people. I didn't get any female R&B for the first time in like for a long time. But I got some female rappers. You feel me? And let's see, we got this one chick, his name, Miss Nikki. She did email me back and say, I don't know if she has connected with me on Twitter now. I don't recall. But anyway, she did hit me up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get Miss Nikki's joint on right here. This is called The Weeknd. You feel me? Y'all tell me what y'all think about this. You know, I show love to all the females, the singers and the MCs. You feel what I'm saying? You know, even when they, you know, if they fine or not, you feel me? If they got skills or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's what we judging over here at K100. I like them when they fine. Absolutely. And let me tell you something. Well, matter of fact, if I have a female MCs or female artists listening, let me tell you something. Don't be scared. Don't let these people tell you you shouldn't use your body or you shouldn't be sexy. You shouldn't sell sex. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? That's crazy as a motherfucker. If you fine as hell, use that shit as part of your repertoire. I'm not saying that, you know, you need to fuck your way to the top, but goddamn, if you fine, you goddamn fine. Why would you not use that asset? That shit is utterly retarded. I wanted to put that out there. Okay. I don't know what Miss Nikki look like. She might not be fine, but I don't know. We finna listen to this shit, and we finna find out what's popping with it on K100. This is Miss Nikki, The Weeknd, right here. Ill or Kill. Let us know.
Roller coaster. pussy up and blow this push with you. And I really wanna cut cause I'm into you. Do you have plans? You wanna cut till we fall asleep this weekend?
Late night conversation, little freaky phone calls. Said he say he wanna come and help me take my clothes off. He say the sound of my voice make him so hard. I can tell he a freak by the way that he talks.
Kevin Hart. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Cali Karma. I don't know if he's still on the line or not, but if you're still on the line, Cali Karma, you got to make sure you hit me up and follow me on Twitter at Blizzom. I got people asking me, you know, how they can get that record on me. So it behooves you to do that. Just saying. All right, 347-934-0966. Let's hit the phone line and see what's popping. What do y'all think about Miss Nikki, The Weeknd, The Kid? What you think about it, homie?
It's okay, bro. I ill it.
You illing it? You sound reluctant, but you illing it?
Yeah. It's okay. I ain't gonna kill it, but it's okay. I ill it.
All right. Linwood, lay low.
Hey, man, what's her name?
Miss Nikki. Hello? Yeah, I can hear you was going in and out or something, but her name is Nikki. What you think about it? Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, you going in and out. As soon as I say what's up, I don't hear you. I can hear you now. Ill or kill?
She scared me a little bit, man. She sound a little bit hard on that thing, man.
So you hear me?
If she asked me what I'm doing this weekend, I'm going to be like Chris Tucker on Friday. Not a damn thing.
So you killing it then?
I'm killing that.
All right. Hey, she said she ain't going to play with it. She's going to tease it a little bit. We'll find out. All right, that's one ill, one kill. LL, what you think about it?
That dude that you just had on me having me laughing so hard. I'm
an ill.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
I mean, I feel ill because he's like, you know, it's like she's saying she gonna fuck the shit out you, nigga, but she's saying it real scary. Like, I mean, you want a motherfucker to say that. You want to say it like that. Give me that dick. Give me that dick, nigga.
That wasn't really the part that I liked, but that I did like. Like, you stupid. Let me stop drinking. Okay, go ahead. To the next caller.
Two ills, one kill. Next up, Big Bully Streets, what you think about it?
Yo, man, it's crazy. I can't find no reason to kill it, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna go ahead and hell it, man. I can't find a reason to kill it, but, you know, the beat was definitely bouncy. I love a record to have energy. If you put energy in your record, you already got me. So I'm gonna hell it, man. And about Cali Karma, man. Anybody, whoever checking for that record, he's not on the line, so I'll let you know that information. He has his own website, www.calicarma.com. That's CaliCarma.com. You can download his whole mixtape from there for free. Also, you can just visit my timeline, Big Bully Streets with a Z. And it's all over the timeline because I gave him an email blast. I mean, a Twitter blast all day. So it's on there. You can get it that way as well.
Add mention it to me real quick.
Add mention. Oh, I got you.
All right, next up. Nick Fred, what you think about that weekend, Miss Nikki?
We gonna kill it.
Y'all gonna kill it?
Yes.
What happened to Nick Fred? Who's this?
It's so simple.
Why you ain't like Miss Nikki?
It don't sound right to me.
Don't sound right to you? You just don't sound
right to me.
Okay, that's three ills and two kills. Let's see if she can make it. Keisha F., what you think about Miss Nikki the weekend?
It was hard for me. I mean, it was a cool song, but I mean, it was
hollow.
I'll
give it to you. Giving it an ill? Giving it an ill. Uh-oh, let's see what West Side Atlanta shawty say. Key babe, what up, though?
Well, I got to be West Side Atlanta shawty. I'm an illie. I like it.
You like that one?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I got a little
You just like what she's talking about. She's going to fuck the shit out of nigga.
I'm the guy.
She said she's going to fuck the shit out of nigga. Just say it. Just admit it.
Yeah, that too, but yeah. So,
okay.
Hey.
Absolutely. Next up. Jay Harris, what you think about it? That's five ills and two kills. Jay Harris, what you think about Miss Nikki the weekend?
Well, I'm going to kill that one.
You killing it?
Yeah.
Was it scary to you?
No. It's the hook, man, the vocals on the hook kind of annoy me.
That's the part about the song that I still would have gave it. If I could vote, I would have illed it, but that's the part I would do. I would have whoever singing that hook, somebody got to be replaced. Somebody got to sing that hook over it. The song is good, but the person is out of key on the hook. That's it.
Yeah,
you feel me?
The lyrics, the track and everything good, man. Like,
right.
The lyrics is good. What she's talking about is good, but that hook is just blowing.
Right. All right. Five ills, three kills. She's good so far. Let's see what else. Dub from VA, what you think?
Hey, man. You know, first I want to say shout out to the ATL. I'm from Virginia and all that. You know what I'm saying? I came up in the open mics, you know what I'm saying, sucked out. I don't think you remember, but you ran into me in throwbacks. So
yes,
I'm an illest.
I remember that.
I think something like that, if I could see her live, I could feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
A lot of tracks you can't feel live, I think I could probably feel that. So I'm an illest.
303-501. Who's there?
Right.
303. Hello? Yo, what's up?
Yeah, it was good. It's Marco Polo NY. Right now I'm in Denver, but what I want to hear is that Cali Karma hate. We already played it.
Yep.
Damn, man.
You got ills.
That's what it is. As long as I'm showing my support, be Cali Karma all day, and that's what it is, man.
All right. Well, stand by and listen to another. Did you hear the song we just played?
Yeah, Nikki.
Yeah, did you like that record?
It was, in my opinion. I'm saying, like, I'm a different type of. I'm gonna kill it, man. I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna keep it real, man.
All right. But she still passed 5-4.
Yeah,
you were...
still, I'm saying she's still cool. She needs a lot of work though, but I gotta have to kill it, man.
All right, well, stay on the line and see if you vote one more for me. All right.
All right.
Well, Nikki made it. 5-4, and she made it through. You feel me? Just my opinion, and if she's listening, if her people's listening, all I would say is the person singing the hook is out of key, so they should go back and do that over. You feel me? Like, they should go back and do that over, and I think that it'll be tight. You know what I mean? You feel me? I like the song. It's just that since with me doing music, I can hear that person is out of key. You know what I'm saying? When she's singing, so the hook, if you tighten up the hook, then to me it'll be a banger. So I would have illed it myself still, but that hook can be sung over, you feel me, by either a better vocalist or just get that vocalist to get it in key, and that's it. Alright, next up, I like this record. I actually had a chance to listen to a snippet of it, and I want to play this one because this artist does keep in contact with me too, but also because I want to know what the people really think about it. This song is called Conscious Stripper. Conscious Stripper. It's by Jax, J-A-X, and I think they actually out of Duval too down there by way of where the kid is. I think dude is from coming out of Jacksonville when he hit me up. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to know what you people think about it. You feel me? It's called Conscious Stripper, and that's all I'm going to tell you about it. And you listen to it and tell me what you think. Right here, K1 in there radio. Is it ill? Should it be killed? J-A-X, Jax, Conscious Stripper.
Freddie Beach Productions.
Yeah. Not drop to the flow, huh? Take what you give her, but she feel bad, she's a conscious stripper. I only got a 10, 2 dubs and a 4. She whispered in my ear, you gon' need a little more. We in the club, girl, why is you whispering? She said, I'm a good girl, I do this for tuition. I got 2 kids on my own business. If they want treats, gotta do a little tricking. Times get dry, gotta do a little licking. Take it back to the hook and do a little fishing. Told me she was raised in the church. Know the life she lives, gon' raise up a hearse. Her job comes second and her kids come first. She know the mighty dollar, gotta do a little work. So girl, do a little work. Gonna lift me up like a boy. So I throw a little mo. Her stripper name Robert, she drop to the flow. Not drop to the flow. Take what you give her, but she feel bad, she's a conscious stripper.
Drop to the flow, huh?
Take what you give her, but she feel bad, she's a conscious stripper.
She like, do you wanna dance? I'm like, girl, that's a question. Come and give me your best, be so right and fresh. I got a handful of 20s and these ones, and I'm planning on making that ass in the best. Not to the VIP session. Maybe I could get one of your private lessons. You need a couple more drinks, I'm guessing. You doing a lot of talking, ain't really impressing. Fuck that, where that bad bitch destiny? Maybe she can help me with all my stressing. What you said, nigga, hold on. I know you see me half naked in the stone, but I'm really a good mother with 4 kids at home. And I do what you say in the song. Long as you keep them dollars coming all night long. It go on and on and on. Like,
drop to the flow, huh? Take what you give her, but she feel bad, she's a conscious stripper.
Drop to the flow, huh?
How he flipped that particular record. You feel me? He's like, yo, take what you give her. You know what I'm saying? He talking about shit. You know, her kids come first, man. She got to pay bills. It is what it is, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga want a trick. You want to go on a trick. You know what I'm saying? He got a goddamn treat, you know? I mean, how many niggas done been to the club and met the conscious stripper? Seriously. But then again, you can still drop to the flow. I'm just saying. Me personally, I like the record, but it doesn't matter what Blizzum like. Once again, it matters what the people on the phone lines think, and we're going to them right now. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Let's start at the bottom this time. We started at the top the last 2 times. Start at the bottom. Dub from VA, what you think about that record, man? Dub.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What you think about that record?
Yeah, that was straight, you know what I'm saying? That strip club move is always a safe move, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to kill it, though, you know what I'm saying? I got a little sister and all that, so I can't promote that.
But he's not, did you hear what he said, though? Yeah, he wasn't really promoting the club. He was like, yo, that's why this is one of these records that you got. Maybe, I don't know if you can listen to this on your phone and judge it, because what he's saying is ill.
But you biased, though. You can't do that to me, though.
Okay, all right, fine. All right, I just like the concept of what he's saying, but I can't vote. You're right, I'm being biased. But I just think what he said was like, yo, I mean, because I live in Atlanta. I go to strip clubs. And every strip club I've been in, I have met a conscious stripper who's just doing it for their kids. So they say. They could be lying. Who knows? But you always meet these conscious strippers that's like, I just got to pay my bills, whatever. I really like doing it type. You know, some of them, you know, they have conversations with you. You get enough lap dances. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, I feel you, man.
Stand by. All right, stand by. All right. Jay Harris, what you think about it?
I'm gonna kill that too.
I think my man Jack's gonna make it. All right, you killing it. All right, 4497.
T Ameritrade. NSA.
They didn't even hit the phone. Key.
Yeah. What's up?
What you think about the conscious stripper?
I can hear that in Queen City, you know what I'm saying? I know if I'm in Queen City, Goosebumps, they're going to be playing that, you know, but really.
I mean, if they're doing a laser stripper dance, it makes sense. If they're doing a laser stripper dance.
I'm going to say he said Honda. I ain't heard nobody say Honda in I don't know how long. I'm going to give it to him because we're in Atlanta. We're in strip club capital, so they'll bump that in strip club. I know they will. I wouldn't listen to it, but they'll bump it in strip club.
So you're killing it?
Yeah, I give it to him.
Nick Fred, or whoever owned Nick Fred phone. I don't know who the hell I'm getting over here.
Nick Fred, sucker, we illing it.
Y'all, you like that one?
Yeah.
Trick, you know, conscious stripper, are you?
Yeah.
There you go. That's why she like that. She a damn conscious stripper her damn self. Big Bully Streets, what you think about that record, man?
Oh, man. First of all, I hate the conscious strippers. You know what I mean? Because that's how they ask you for their dance. It's like, yo, yeah, I get to dance. I got bills to pay. And shit, this. And that. And then this. And I'm like, fuck no. You know what I mean? But as far as the song goes, I'm going to kill it, too. I mean, I like the concept. I think he could have made it a more strip club song. I am the strip club here in Atlanta. See, for those that don't know. You know what I mean? And no, they would not play that in the strip club out here. They don't have enough. The bitches can't bounce to it out here like that. Not the clubs I go to. You know what I mean? Let me put it like that.
So you're killing it then, all right.
Yeah, I'm killing that.
I'm running out of time. Let me speed it up. LL, do you know any conscious strippers?
Hey, you fly?
What do you think?
I'm going to kill it, though. I'm not going to kill it. I'm going to ill it.
You're going to ill it? All right. Conscious stripper is tied up. Let's see. We got two more people left. Glenwood, lay low. What you think, homie?
Man, if they play that shit in the Onyx, motherfucking pinups, cities, or stroker, if they play that shit, I'm going to put my money back in my pocket and go to the bar.
No conscious strippers. You ain't got no love for the strippers.
Ain't no such thing. Man, they run a game to get your money, man. That's how they work, man. Ain't no conscious strippers, man. Come on, man. That shit go together. All
right. The kid, you the last one, homie. Kid, what you think about that record?
Hey, man. Of course, I live in Duval County, so what's happening in Duval County, man? I feel like, man, if they play that in the strip club, though, the strippers would be broke as fuck, man. Because when it comes to Duval music, if people know Duval music, Duval is fast-paced. You know what I'm saying? They like that fast shit. I understand the concept behind it and everything, but it's not really a strip club song, you feel me? So the kid, I'm going to have to kill that shit.
I don't even know if it meant to be a strip club song. That's what I'm at. All right, you killing it.
Yeah, I'm killing it. I'm killing it, bro.
It got killed 5-3. This is the second song of the night to get killed. But I wonder if he really meant for it to be a strip club song. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if he meant for it to be a strip club song is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's still going to kill. Fuck it.
All right, man. Stand by. All right, well, that's the end of the show, man. Yo, mad props and mad shout-outs to everybody that called in on the lines. You feel me? The rest of the artists, I'm going to get everybody on the next Illa Kill next week. So if you didn't get played tonight, lay low, I got your joint. I'm going to get that on the next Illa Kill. I ran out of time, so I'll make sure you get at the top of the list for the next Illa Kill that I do next week. And everybody else who sent me music, but I ran out of time. And, you know, I didn't even hear from you anyway. So some of the people I played, I didn't hear from, you know, in today anyway. But some of them, I played everybody who hit me up today and was on the phone line today. You feel me? Except Lalo, but he had just sent it in to me. So I'll get him up first on deck on the next Illa Kill next week. So he'll be on deck. So make sure you tune into the next one next week. The Salute to DJs Awards is next week. You feel me? January 17th and 18th at the Atrium. It's another spot downtown. But it's also the main event is going to be at the Atrium. So if you in the music industry and you in Atlanta, Georgia, you need to make your way out to the Atrium and get your network on and holler at all the DJs and stuff. You feel me? We're going to run a little promo of that right there, and then we're going to get up out of here, man. I really appreciate everybody who tuned in to the show. Shout out to everybody that got ill today. You know what I mean? Cali Karma. Who else? Singer Philip Marks. Who else? Miss Nikki. She got ill. She made through. Who else? Young Vegas. They made it. Dove from VA made it. Hardwood Flows got killed. They didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? And the kid, he also made it. You feel me? So I got a whole bunch of other more people that I'm going to be running, you know what I'm saying? Of course, that I didn't get a chance. I got about 10 people that didn't make it. But I'll get them guys on the next one, all right? K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. Follow the show, at K100 Radio, all right? Shouts out to everybody, man, that called into the show, man. I really appreciate the support. You feel me? Hit me up on Twitter. I'll see you guys next week. All right? I'm out.
This was the most controversial event of 2011. It hit media takeout, world star hip hop, even TMZ. Well, guess what, guys? We're back! It's the January 2012 Salute to DJs Award Show. It's going down January 17th and 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are on sale now. Nominations are being taken now. Log on to www.salutethedjsawardshow.ning.com right now to send in your nominations for your favorite DJs.
ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group is a full-service multimedia and marketing company providing web design and hosting, graphic design, and email marketing for individuals and small business. Web design and hosting for as low as $500. Graphic design starting at $100. Email marketing for as low as $75. With a database of over 280,000 people and growing, you can't go wrong with ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group. Call 770-896-5685. That's 770-896-5685 or visit TiaCulver.net. Get your business on the right track. ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's going down January 21st, the first annual celebrity shootout laser tag competition.
Who you beefing with?
Jimmy's Mad Mad World.
Join us for a day of laser tag.
Worldly ball.
Games.
Performances.
And fun. Contact 404-946-8119 to register your seat. Major. Networking.
In the middle of the crossfire.
Get your squad up. Have a blast. Super Bitches on deck.
See you there.